Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Hello, thank you once again for joining me. In this particular podcast, we've been discussing a very fantastic, controversial issue, sex in the city. In this particular podcast, I'll be sharing some thoughts with us from my book, Put On Your Pants, and I'll be sharing with us on why it's very important for you to preserve your sexual appetite at this particular time. So I'm going to talk about why you must put on your pants. One of the first reasons why you must put on your pants in this sex-obsessed culture and city is that it helps you to preserve your destiny. When you get involved with sexual promiscuity, one of the things that it does for you is you lose your sense of destiny. Staying sexually pure helps you preserve your destiny and helps you walk in line of your vision. Number two, it also helps you to preserve your generation. When you begin to get involved with sex at different levels and with multiple partners, one of the things that it does for you is that it can affect your generation and generations unborn. So it's very vital for you to stay off sex at this point. Number three, putting on your pants helps you to preserve your life and its worth. When a man is involved with sexual activities outside the confines of marriage, one of the things it does to you is that it exposes your life, you lose the words and the things you've labored for. A good example of this is the biblical story of Samson. Samson lost all the things he had fought for because he put his legs on the laps of Delilah. So staying pure helps you preserve your life. Number five, putting on your pants helps you to strengthen your relationship and destroys the habit of infidelity. When a man stays sexually pure where he is now, when he is in a relationship or is married to somebody, the tendency to fall into unfaithfulness is actually reduced to zero. When a man is sexually pure, it seals the foundation of love and also of trust. Why do you need to put on your pants now? It also helps and preserves you from death, both physical and spiritual death. I remember a story in a particular article in the 70s titled The Road to Hell. It was a story of a young soldier, a sergeant, who went to sleep with a superior officer's wife. This actually is a true life story. While they were sleeping together, the senior officer walked in and actually caught them in the act. You should ask me what the superior officer did. He pulled a trigger and shot the junior officer. The young man died. The story in that particular article ended by saying Mrs. XYZ's hole was a road to hell. Staying sexually pure keeps you from death. This death can come from sexually transmitted diseases, which could come in regardless of the condom you're using. So putting on your pants and staying sexually pure helps and preserves you from death. Why do you need to put on your pants and stay sexually pure? It keeps you from distraction. When a man gets into sleeping around and getting involved with sex at a particular time, one of the things it does for you, it gets you distracted. It makes you begin to do things that you shouldn't be doing. And it gets you into not chasing the right things that you should be chasing. So staying sexually pure helps you and preserves you from distraction. The last thing why you must put on your pants is for you to preserve your testimonies. People have known you for good. When you stay sexually pure, you actually keep your testimony. I remember a particular politician in the US who was being prepared to come up and do great things as in politics in a higher level. He was found sleeping around with a prostitute. And as a man was being taken out of the prostitute house, with cameras blinking all around, there was a statement that was made by one of the news media houses that said, and this man lost his way to the White House. Staying sexually pure helps you to preserve your testimony. In the last part of this podcast, I'll be showing to us how to wear your pants in this sex-obsessed city. Thank you. God bless you.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com, or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.